This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
I can see we're gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Pocket Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
Guys, welcome to the show. Mike, isn't it a damn shame that Alf was on that Epstein list?
Yeah. Dude, that's what I thought you were going to say about Tugboat Willie.
Dude, we could talk about Tugboat Willie a little bit now because we won't be in the ding zone for doing that.
Oh, is that the thing? Is that it's like a public domain?
Yeah, Mickey Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie.
Has entered. Dude, I love that you called it that. Like whenever we talk about movies or pop culture, there's always a mix-up that's so funny.
That's whatever that is my thing, my unintentional thing.
Yeah. I love that. It's good.
Kind of not know, kind of knowing what stuff is.
Right.
Is my thing.
But Steamboat Willie has entered into the public domain. And what does that dang even mean, you're asking? Well, copyright laws and trademarks and all of those things are really complicated things. But I guess you just can't own something forever.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So they trademarks make it so that after 100 years, someone else could like use it, or it just goes back out into the world.
What's the benefit of that?
I don't really know, actually. Of all pop culture useless bullshit that's in here, that one eludes me. Let's find out. I bet this is the best week to find out. Get away from me.
What was the question?
What is the benefit of releasing a trademark into the world after 100 years?
Why do trademarks expire?
Yes, that's great.
Ask the ChatGPT Plus community, why do trademarks expire?
That needs to be more difficult. People know why.
Why? Why don't you just tell me if people know? Then I can know.
Because...
Kevin, you look like a skinny hacky sack. And I love the colors on your shirt. Have you been in front of a camera yet?
I think I just was.
Bye, Zoya. You look beautiful.
Who looks more beautiful?
I want to get to something that
maybe
I
God, maybe.
Dude.
Who is a woman, by the way.
BB Bobby.
That famous race car driver, BB Bobby. Hey, BB Bob. Still like top five sounds of all time for me in general, not even on this show.
It's a good one. There's piss news, but I want to talk about Steamboat Willie first. Really bad. And then we'll get, but there is piss news.
There's so much to talk. There's so much to cover.
There is a lot to cover today on the show. And this is topical. This is what we were talking about. We were talking about, guys, welcome to the show. We were talking about utilizing moments from the show that could be fun to share with your friends on the internet.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a mangled brain like we are and like you guys are who love this show to understand what's happening and to laugh at it. Our brains are so distorted from this almost 8 years piss cast. And but we want to make clips that get people who have not had their brains destroyed by the show yet. And I think this is one of those, like this piss story I have, but also the Steamboat Willie one, because that's very topical news.
They're already making a movie.
Dude, people are making things. People are selling shirts.
Of Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie. It's like madness. It's Steamboat Willie madness. And Kevin was just saying that the Corridor Digital guys, who are old school YouTuber boys that I'm sure you've met or know or whatever.
Maybe.
Or have met them at a party at some point. They just put Steamboat Willie on their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Which is so fucking funny and brilliant.
Uh-huh. It does seem like one of those things that's going to be a super around for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like some things are just plopped in front of you to be like, this is what we're doing this week?
Yeah, it's just gonna, it might pop off for a minute.
And there'll be a bunch of shirts and a bunch of ways that people could profit off of it.
Yeah.
Because that's the basis of the
thing. Winnie the Pooh. And Pinocchio. Yeah. Pinocchio also.
What about the, they're both expiring?
Winnie the Pooh went into the public domain. Or entered back into the public domain. And people made like a horror Winnie the Pooh movie.
Oh, that's why that happened.
Yeah.
And same thing with NASA. Yeah.
Yes. So it says here, this says Steamboat Willie is now public domain, but what does this actually mean for Mickey Mouse? I guess I just don't want to. It says Steamboat Willie's copyright was originally supposed to expire in 1984, 56 years after it was originally released, because that's how long copyright used to last.
How much? 50?
56.
But that's like very much during your lifespan.
Right.
Unless you invent something when you're like 45.
Okay. It says, what is the public domain anyway? Well, we know that. It's all the creative works that no one owns the rights to. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. One of those ding, ding, dong. God, I wish I just had like a real easy explanation.
Why don't you do ChatGPT? Isn't that what that is
can
for?
Can I do it into my laptop? How do you do it? Tell me how. You need to teach an old man how to,
you have to
turn
whisper
on the VCR.
It into your laptop. Dude, imagine when there's sex robots and you're too old to like figure it out and you have to like call
your fucking wiggle my balls, but also call Harriet.
And click the ChatGPT and then we can, I guess, use mine.
Yeah, because I don't have a login for this shit.
Well, okay.
Although there's my email there for some reason.
I thought you were all about ChatGPT.
Well, I don't think I've ever.
It's right there.
Maybe I signed up for it, but I have not used it.
Look at that.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what it's called, yeah? ChatGPT.
PT.
Okay, so.
GPT.
I think, right?
GPT, yeah.
Okay.
GPT. Okay, so how do I ask it?
ChatGPT.
What was I saying?
Right there. It says,
tell me a fun fact.
No message.
Oh, I thought I could talk to it though. How do I talk to it?
Oh, you want to talk to it?
No, you type your type
it. Weren't we talking to it on the show not too long ago?
You're thinking of Siri.
Oh, when Nick was here. Nick.
Oh, you're right. Nick did have some sort of.
That you talked to.
Let's call Nick.
It's so much funnier to talk to it. I don't want to type anything.
Okay. Well, then I thought we were just trying to get the answer to a question.
Yeah, me too. I think I can find it faster this way.
Who would know that we could just call?
If you want to do it, you can do it.
Well, let's see who gets there first.
We can call my lawyer, but I think I have to pay for that.
Let's call.
But she would know.
Do you want to say it, Steve?
Go ahead. You found it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
My lawyer, who is also a woman,
does
like
the
God.
Does one not do that?
I mean, it doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it.
So then tap the little Mikey.
Tap the Mikey.
No one's listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what was the question we wanted to ask?
Dude, that's up to you.
No, but we thought of one. What was it?
What
happens?
Why?
Why?
Do trademarks expire? Why does copyright expire?
Why does a copyright expire? Okay. Why does a copyright expire? Oh, it just dictated my text.
Bruh!
But let's read it. Here, here's the shit. It's right there.
Read back your question.
Copyrights expire to strike a balance between protecting creators' rights and fostering a rich public domain. After expiration, works enter the public domain, allowing wider access, use...
Wider accents? Canceled.
And cultural contributions without the restrictions of copyright. Okay, I mean, that's cool. Whenever they decided the rules of copyright, they were like, it doesn't benefit anybody to lock a beloved character behind 100 years of, like, you know, zeitgeist. So they're probably just like, we want the public domain to have a lot of cool shit too. And so it allows the public domain to be full of,
can you
like,
read it one more time?
Yeah.
Copyrights expire to strike a balance between protecting creators' rights and fostering a rich public domain. After expiration, works enter the public domain, allowing wider access, use, and cultural contributions without the restrictions of copyright.
Okay. That's interesting.
We can expand.
That's just very... Is that not very interesting to have... Like,
I know, I get what you're saying.
To have like a written law in place for the benefit of like the artistic community.
It's interesting. Like, I've never thought of it like that.
Because there's not much that's, I don't think much exists like that. There's probably a lot within this world of like protecting art and stuff, but you're not used to hearing like this is in place so that people, so that we could have a rich culture.
Yeah.
So it is the founding fathers' mission to have Tugboat Thomas on the Corridor Digital YouTube channel.
Yes.
It's the will.
Our forefathers fought
and died. All of them are dead, by the way.
Destroyed the Native Americans.
A lot of the forefathers were on Epstein's list.
Destroyed the natives
for the benefit of the artistic
of having Steamboat Willie in the public domain.
Yes. It's very interesting.
I saw a TikTok of this guy having a conversation with some AI. Maybe it wasn't ChatGPT.
ChatGPT is the guy.
Chad! That Dude, that's funny. That's probably coming.
That's probably been. I don't doubt that somebody said that. Somebody makes ChatGPT say something misogynistic.
Yeah.
And then they call it ChatGPT.
Yeah. But like, but what if it was like a just, it operates the same as Chat GPT,
but more chill.
But it's Chad. It's like, yeah, because sometimes Chads are like annoying and are like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, remember that guy, Shithead Steve? You've seen it. It's
a meme
of a guy in a doorway with his hat to the side,
and he has like a velour hat, Louis Vuitton hat.
That's a Chad, I think.
Dude, what is Chad short for?
That's a great question, Chad GPT.
We need a third host, I think.
The name Chad is typically not short for anything. It is a given name on its own. It has Old English origins and is often used as a standalone name rather than being a shortened form of another name.
Honey, I'm out to ride the penny farthing with Chad.
Absolutely, honey.
I found it.
What'd you find? The thing to talk to? Yeah. Well, this guy, like, I saw a TikTok of this guy that was talking to one, and he was like, hey, can you do a fart sound for me? And it goes, no, it's not really what this service is for. Or, like, I could, it's not really a, this isn't a, can you play a sound for me and I'll play sounds for you. This is more information.
The robot says that?
Yeah. And then the guy goes,
robot has standards?
Yeah. And the guy goes, but Siri and Alexa do it. And she goes, haha, I see why you'd say that. Well, Siri and Alexa do many other things, whereas what we do is factual information. And then he goes, all right, well, can you say a word that sounds the closest to a fart and make it sound like a fart? And then it goes, sure, I'll try. And then it goes, fort. And then he just keeps going with it, and it just gets funnier and funnier.
Dude, that's so funny.
Isn't that great?
I have one. Thwarp.
Thwarp.
There are some that go thwap, wap, wap, wap.
Anyway, I need a police siren sound stat because we have piss news. Piss news. Piss news.
ChatGPT, I need a siren sound stat.
Cause there's piss news.
Dark show.
It's a dark show.
Damn,
today,
we are
guys.
Having kind of a dark show today.
Guys, guess what? Huge piss news, Kevin.
Oh,
you excited about this?
I see it, man.
This is huge. I'm glad we get to live to be.
I'm glad we're alive right now.
Me too, man.
In the same timeline as this piss news.
You're in luck, says this article's title, because
I want to be honest and say kind of out, but if it's interesting enough, I'm back.
Scientists figured out why pee is yellow. And did you know we didn't really know why?
I did not know.
That's interesting, right?
I could imagine, because a lot of stuff in your body is like not great color. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of waste is just like
waste, brown, for sure.
Or yeah, whatever-ish, because yeah, there's lots of stuff that deal with it.
Yeah. And I think physiologically, biologically, waste can't look pleasant. It's got to look gross to us so we don't eat it and shit, like dogs do. Like, we don't eat shit.
But shit is the same color as brownies.
Yeah, but they're not. But if there was a brownie in the grass that was like kind of poop shaped, you'd be like, ooh, I'm not gonna.
Well, if there was a baby Ruth in the grass, I wouldn't eat it because it was in the grass.
But if someone, and
it's probably where shit is, even though that would look exactly like shit.
If someone spread a bunch of shit into a brownie tin,
that's what I was thinking.
And then like cooked it in the oven, and then put like brown sugar on top or something, and like chocolate chips,
uh-huh,
you'd see like that and be like, yummy, gummy. That looks like brownies.
Yeah, but would you smell it?
I mean, it's not the first thing I do when brownies are presented to me.
Smelling isn't the first thing you do?
No, not really.
Dude, you can walk in the front door and know that there are brownies being made.
That's what I'm saying. That's the bigger clue that there's not brownies. But if we're talking just visually,
yeah,
poop and brownies kind of look the same. I don't want to unpack that, actually. Let's ask ChatGPT.
I think we need. I'm not an expert, but we need brownies to look like shit to enjoy them.
So I'm gonna say feces looks like brownies.
Ask ChatGPT. The C in ChatGPT stands for crap.
Is there anything you can add,
Kevin? Am I
to that
regular lit or am I hyper lit?
No, you look nice.
Okay.
You look how Steve looks, because Steve has a nice window.
But Steve has a hat on.
Okay, so mine points to the skies.
Oh.
I said to ChatGPT, feces looks like brownies. Is there anything you can add to that statement? While it's true that the appearance of feces can sometimes be similar to certain foods, it's essential to emphasize that feces and food are entirely different substances with distinct compositions and purposes. Feces, also known as stools or bowel movements.
The street name is stools.
You take a ride on stools. How about this? Is there anything...
Why is piss yellow?
Interesting about the concept of brownies and feces look similar.
Wouldn't you know that in your own brain?
I want to know if there's something interesting it could tell me about that. It says the resemblance between brownies and feces is often a source of humor and jokes, especially in a light-hearted context. This similarity has been the subject...
That's talking about this conversation.
Yeah.
This similarity has been the subject of various comedic situations in popular culture, including jokes, memes, and humorous discussions.
Dude, what if it said Dynamic Banter, episode 406, talked about...
I would hope it would be a wake-up time. It's night-nights. Not a...
That is kind of the darkest Black Mirror shit we've ever thought of on the show.
All right. So, everyone's dying to know why piss is yellow, right? Scientists say they've answered the age-old question. This is a Gizmodo article.
Age-old question. People have been asking this every day for ages.
Just why is our pee yeller? In new research, a team found that the enzyme produced by gut bacteria that plays a major role in turning our urine mellow. So it says that it helps scientists better understand the gut microbiome, which apparently we're learning recently in science and health that like the gut biome is like the source of a lot of brain problems. Yeah,
that's why your stomach is in the middle of your body.
And that's why sometimes your tummy is bigger than your brain.
And that's why you have to think twice as much as you eat.
That's right.
Also, bile. You ever just throw up bile?
It happens.
Yellow. Yeah. That's yellow. Yeah. That's like bright yellow, like piss.
Urine is the finale of our body's natural drainage system, and it's made out of excess water and waste products filtered out of our blood via the kidneys.
Close enough.
Some of these waste products are created when our cells reach the end of their life cycle, including the red blood cells that use hemoglobin to deliver oxygen throughout the body. And an important compound produced by red blood cells is hemi, the precursor to hemoglobin. Globin, sorry. I like goblins.
Yeah. That would Watch out for
the hemoglobin.
Fun educational cartoon.
The hemoglobin, here to teach you about blood. He was a sensation in the 80s.
Yeah, him and the Bill from Capitol Hill used to fuck.
That's right. So anyway,
why is it yellow?
So the reason why it's yellow is because there is a enzyme that that's produced by gut bacteria that when it's exposed to oxygen, it becomes yellow.
Like how blood turns red.
So is it yellow inside your body?
It's not. It's clear, I guess.
And then when it... But I feel like right when it comes out, it's already yellow.
Well, but it's being exposed to oxygen like right away.
But sometimes your pee is not... Like when your pee is really clean, it's clear.
That's right.
So that means maybe it's super... If that stuff is still in there, but it's super diluted.
You have less of it, yeah, and because you're not drinking enough water or something.
Your pee is... When you're dehydrated, your pee is disgusting yellow.
So it's
like old highlighter. Like when you do a highlighter over like wet ink.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of lighter. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like... Gross and muddy.
And it doesn't work, yeah. Someone saved us the whole article headache and said, quote, oops, and I made it go away. That's awesome.
And said, quote, what does this little box with the X do?
When red blood cells degrade after their six-month lifespan, which is in your tum-tum, I guess, a bright orange pigment called bilirubin, I knew that guy.
Yeah. He was the fifth Beatle.
Bilirubin is produced, I guess bilirubin, I don't know, is produced as a byproduct. Once in the gut.
The Billy Goblin.
The resident fluoride. I'm Billy Goblin, the hemoglobin. I'm Billy Rubin, the hemoglobin. and once in the gut, the resident
That's
flora
what it sounds like when it moves through.
That once in the gut, the resident flora can convert bilirubin into a molecule.
What is that name?
Let's see what the computer. Let's see how the computer.
Dude, you know how many history roads we're gonna get from like medical professionals being like,
"Let's call Heather."
Nothing you said was right.
Let's see what the computer thinks it is.
Billy Ask Rubin. The computer if
Dude,
we should call Heather.
It says bilirubin.
Okay, I like it. I love it.
Billy Rubin.
You spend Christmas over my house.
It says once in the gut, the resident flora can convert bilirubin into a molecule which can turn yellow if exposed to oxygen. This molecule, urobilin, I'm the Eurogoblin, I'm from Europe, is a major reason why urine is yellow.
I mean, it kind of goes back to the original thing where, like, a bunch of stuff in your... Like, your body doesn't really make pleasant-colored stuff. Oh, right. Like, blood is kind of, like, the most pleasant thing that your body makes to look at.
Because blood's the color of love. That's the color of love! Sometimes it's black, and sometimes it's white. All I know, baby, is everything's right. It's your body, make the blood go round.
It's hip to be blood.
Blood is the color of love. Blood is the color of love sounds like a White Snake song.
Yes, that's 100% accurate. I went to go see Rat last night and they played Blood is the Color of Love.
Yes, dude. Damn, that reminded me of a band. Damn, I'll never remember the name of it. But funny, like, hair rock metal band names are, White like, the Snake. Funniest shit ever. Like, Rat.
Rat.
Whitesnake, Warrant. Poison. Yeah, Warren.
I remember for whatever reason, my mom brought home like 50 CDs one day. Like somebody was giving them away or she won a box of CDs in a raffle. And there were like two good ones. And then there were all like Warrant's third album. And then like a bunch of hair metal bands. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like lost to time music.
Yeah. There's so much music that's recorded. Not to say anything about Warrant. I really have no opinion about Warrant. But there's so many bands that for every band that's creative because the guys love playing music together, there's 20 that are created because somebody wanted to make money through the music industry.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And then those bands have so many like second and third albums
right.
that are filled with absolutely nothing.
Because they have those record contracts that are like, you're going to make three albums with us.
Yeah. Fart jar. Yeah. Like emporiums.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like the little, fart jar factory.
Little library of fart jars.
Fart jar records.
Yeah.
That's a funny, we should call that, that should be our record label.
We should do a sketch where the executives of Fart Jar Records.
We at Fart Jar Records pride in our sense of smell.
We can smell a hit.
From a mile away.
I just took a hit in the bathroom.
He who dealt it. Gets the money. We smelt it and you dealt it.
You, and we dealt it to you and then you gave us money.
We dealt it and we smelt it.
We farted and we dealt it. To you.
All the acquaintance.
Three.
Dude, this is going to be a kind of a dark show.
Show. Dude, I have a lot of notes of things I just wanted to bring up.
Okay, are I would we love interested to hear it. Yeah, let's hear about it.
Yeah, I have something to
under oh, go ahead, the Kevin. Knowledge that it's a dark show.
Dark show.
Okay, so we'll do all these, but we'll do them dark.
Yeah.
Dark, what were you going to say, Kevin?
Well, no, you go first if they're small.
Oh, this is dark? Yeah. My friend Chris posted something on TikTok or Instagram about how the five love languages was written by a dude who was in the KKK or whatever.
No way. Is that
true? Have you ever heard that? Can we double check that?
Let's ask
ChatGPT. I'll say allegedly, but that's, he said that.
Yeah.
And he said, I should have wrote down the guy's name and everything, but he was like, that book was written by somebody who was in the KKK.
Love language, the love languages?
The five love languages, like that whole theory. You've heard that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, gift giving, words of affirmation.
Yeah, exactly.
And people put a lot of stock into that. And like, I never knew anything about the author.
Okay.
And then he was saying that. Oh, so go ahead.
Well, do you want to know before this? Okay. ChatGPT says no.
No way.
The concept of love languages was not originated by someone associated with the Ku Klux Klan. Okay. The love languages theory was developed by Dr. Gary Chapman, a respected author, counselor, and pastor.
Also sounds like a racist name, though.
Definitely. Dr. Chapman first introduced the concept in his book, The Five Love Languages, which was published in 1992.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that is just a good reminder to do more research, I
guess. Dude, it actually says, this is awesome, at the bottom, it's important to be cautious about spreading misinformation and to verify the accuracy of information before sharing it, especially when it concerns individuals and their contributions.
Yeah, that's very accurate. And that is a good, and I think, I think AI just won as far as I'm concerned.
I do love that it's like, let's remember to not do that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will probably type something like that into this.
Kind of a dark show.
It's kind of a dark show.
So that's my bad, I guess.
We are learning a lot today.
And then I just wrote, looking back, writing a book about how some people like it when you give them things shouldn't have been that influential in the first place.
That's really funny. That's good. That's good.
And then better book about love.
Oh, yeah. There should be a new book about love.
Well, this is me giving like my suggestion.
Yeah, that's
the
good.
Bible.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's some good love lessons in there. I won't deny that.
Did you ever read The Game?
Real bad ones.
Did you ever read The Game?
No, but I know all about it.
I read The Game. I read The Game in an attempt to be like, maybe I'm not talking to women in the most efficient way. And sure, if you don't know anything about The Game, it was written in like early 2000s by like pickup artists.
Yeah.
And guys who would like nag women. And like Peacock, where if you ever see a guy in public and he's dressed like a magician, but he's not doing any tricks, that was actually part of the book, is that you do tricks. And that book.
Like trick people. Yeah.
Like tricks, like you snap and then fire comes out.
It told or there's you something to do behind your ear. Shit?
Yeah. Well, you dress Holy like a duck, you talk shit. Like a duck. So that was like super popular at the time. They even had a show on MTV that was like The Pickup Artist or whatever.
Okay.
So I read it. And I got about halfway through, and then my early 20s brain was like, this is just teaching you how to act like you have confidence.
Yeah.
And so I shut the book, and I was like, all I need to talk to women is like legitimate confidence.
Yeah.
Because that's like how to paint yourself up like you have confidence when you don't.
It's make-believe shit.
And
it's
it tells
like lying,
you like
essentially.
Shit to say to women that is like will make you appear like you have confidence in yourself.
Right.
Like putting somebody else down is a shitty way to tell them that you think that you're better than them.
Right.
So once I realized that on my own, I was like, that's what this book is. This book is telling weak people how to be mean instead of regular people that you have to be confident.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the most influential book about love that I've ever.
Right.
Like this is like a roadmap to the wrong road.
It's like, read it to know that's wrong.
So once you know what is it called? Like what's the mapping stuff called? Like that art.
Like when you cartography.
Cartography. Once you know the cartography of the wrong road, you could be like, I'll just go
now
over
I know
here.
The right way. To yeah. Go. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's true. Like in the pursuit of knowledge, for the pursuit of knowledge, I would understand that. But I also feel like don't give that fucking guy any money.
No, don't give him any money. Book.
Find it on the internet and steal it.
Right. I'm just saying the benefit is there. And the book was written by the KKK. And you can't say that.
It was written by the KKK.
Okay, I have another one that doesn't put anybody's career in jeopardy. What do you think about... This is something you would have come up with. It is a dark show. Oh, but this thing is kind of nice, but we need to turn it dark, maybe?
No, go for it, man. Dark shows, there's no rules in a
dark show.
Kevin knows that.
It's dark outside.
Kevin, it might be dark.
What was that? What was that you just said?
It might be dark outside.
No, the thing before that? There's no rules?
There's no rules in a dark show. There's no rules in a dark show.
There's no rules in a dark show.
That just kind of seemed like a cool title for us. So what do you think about this? The saying, that's really something.
That's really something.
That's a great phrase.
Well, it's a dying phrase.
I know. Why is that?
Because I think...
That's like the shore of phrases.
Well, you know why? I think I have a theory that like just popped into my head. Tell me if you think this seems accurate. When someone would say, what is it again?
That's really something.
There was a time, that was during a time when there wasn't like outward cynicism. And like, you know, the idea that saying something like that means like you're not really into it. Nowadays, if you said, well, that's really something, someone would be like, are you joking? Like, it sounds like you're being like, sarcastic, but right. Back in the day,
they
that's really it. Something was meant
because there wasn't as many things.
Yeah, like wow, now that is really something.
A lot of things are nothing.
Yeah,
but what you said is at least something. It's like one step up from an insult.
Right.
It's like when you don't want to insult the person and you don't want to discourage the person.
Yeah,
it's like the equivalent of telling a kid like that their drawing is like. That's something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, whoa, you really drew something there.
Right.
Like when I used to be a camp counselor, they gave us a worksheet of things to say that weren't like great art.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to encourage kids who are bad at art.
Right, right, right.
But you do want to keep them doing it.
Right, right.
So you
sure.
say, why don't you tell me what this is?
Right.
And shit right. like that. That must be something. Why don't you tell me what it is?
What do you think it is?
Yeah. I can tell that that is something.
But I don't want to.
Tell me more.
It's like when a kid comes over the drawing and goes like, that's you.
Yeah.
And then nothing else, is, like nothing is discernible.
And you can't say like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's
but
not. You're bad.
Usually the next question is, and what's that?
Yeah.
That's a tree house. Okay. Well, isn't that something?
Both of those things together on that paper, that's really something.
That's something.
Yeah.
I do. I would like the genuine... of it to not because it would be funny obviously someone sends you their mixtape or something or they're like here's a script I'm working on
it's
and
something.
You're like well that's something
yeah
is like
it's like saying it's interesting that's
yeah
interesting.
Well that's interesting
yeah
but I kind of
not elaborating further
I like the back in the day usage of that's something where people were like excited about
yeah.
it. And I like the genuine use of that's interesting. Cause sometimes
yeah, right.
I'll say that something is interesting before I know how I feel about
right.
it. I'm
right.
like, well, at least I will think about that like very genuinely.
Yeah.
But
and
why
there
don't
are,
you say that?
There's dismissive ways to say, wait, what'd you say?
Why don't you say that's in, like, I'll be thinking about that.
Dude, no one respects that.
No.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's weird.
It sucks that no one respects that, but you have no idea how many times in casual conversation I want to be like, let me think about that before.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of pressured into if you make your opinion known.
I think people are scared of each other, too. Like, am I going to offend somebody?
Yes, but
in any way?
I think that's the decision to make your opinion known.
Yeah.
Before you know how you feel about something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a pressure to do that. Like on a podcast or on Twitter or whatever, it feels like you should have your opinion. You're broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So you should have your opinion formed and know who's in the KKK before you even say that. Right? So it's like...
Inform yourself.
You're
be
not...
Informed.
You're almost... If you're speaking out loud, you're not allowed to have no... Like, if somebody says something, you don't know how you feel about it, you're not allowed to not react.
Right.
Even though you might be thinking about it, how you feel about
well,
it.
Well, especially
before.
If it demands some kind of response.
Or if they're expecting a response.
Or if they're expecting a response.
Yeah. And
but,
that is something.
But I really do feel like there's this caution people have now of what they say because they, everyone, the veil is like lifted. Like, we all overthink shit while we're on the toilet or in the shower or whatever. And we're not the only neurotic ones. Like, everyone is as neurotic as we are pretty much. And we're all kind of like
yeah,
figuring...
Yeah, human beings are kind of neurotic.
Yeah, and if someone said to me, wow, that's interesting, about like a script I'm working on and then that's it.
Yeah.
I'd be like... Really, I would overanalyze that answer yeah. later,
for
especially
how,
if it's someone I respect.
And then it's yeah, that's the thing. It's
yeah.
like, what kind of weight do you
yeah.
put behind the person saying?
Yeah, yeah. If it's just someone off the street, hey, I saw your thing. It's kind of okay.
Well,
I'm gonna be like,
that,
oh, that sucks for like a minute, and then be like, whatever. I don't know that fucking guy.
That is like, I see a lot of people get really butthurt about comments.
Yeah.
And isn't that like the prime example of like consider the source? Like, maybe that person said something that struck a chord with you, but it's like, you really, do you respect that person? Do you know anything about that person or where their opinions came
yeah.
from? Do you even want that person as somebody who is, like, fucking with you to begin with?
This might be going into some territories.
We might start doing that.
But there's something, I have kind of a little bit of a pet peeve.
Uh-huh.
That I developed because of being in the like social media world, the digital YouTuber space.
Void.
Where like comments can be like inappropriate or whatever. Like, yeah, they're like, people are assholes. People are trolls.
Dark trolls.
But one of my pet peeves is like taking a troll comment and then like plastering it onto
yes.
social media
and
being like, yeah, well, maybe you should think about what you think.
Right.
And it's like, that's not the way to deal with
it's
that.
Not the way to
deal
with it.
Because you just welcome more of it.
Dude, it's also showing that all the people, It's so sometimes I'll get a negative comment and I'll answer back. I'll like reply back to it if I have the energy to keep the engagement going to make the video be seen by more people. But the people who plaster it is showing everyone who does love and respect you that you're giving your attention. Instead of giving it to them, you're giving it to like this piece of shit who doesn't really like shouldn't be a part of your life
anymore. But on the reverse of that, like it is a difficult thing to navigate in general. And there's no rule book or anything.
We should make one, and that's rule number one. Don't plaster your shitty I can't tell if Kevin's into it.
I guess we could do a
that's really
we could do a the game, but for the internet kind
of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But make it be very like not Chad bro-ish, but very like just we're kind of just like 80s, 90s kids that like grew up through the internet boom.
We were the first crop like professional internet people. So I was thinking about that the other day.
Exactly.
Dude, monetizing YouTube in like 2009 or whatever and being on the first like group of people.
Yeah.
And now that's people are born wanting to be like an influencer.
Right.
Which is continues to be the worst title for a job. Totally.
But if that's the way it's going to be, there should at least be some guidelines that like, you know, we're not talking about like rules with punishments or anything, but certainly more like guidelines.
It makes you look very bitter to broadcast your like negative comment, which are like a needle in a haystack of positive comments.
But the, on the reverse side of that, there's also the complexity of posting like like a very positive comment or something like I love your content so much and you changed my life or something like sharing those are a different kind of like broadcasting.
It's like that's still kind of weird too.
It's still kind of weird too because it's like, well, all right, I guess you're the shit. And it's like, but it's like, you know, where is the line?
I would say at least the difference between negative and positive.
Sure.
It's like saying that you broadcasting that you like save somebody's life with your content.
Yeah.
Is a little icky because there's not a lot of humble that goes along with it. But posting a negative comment is, you know, it's like I'm showering everyone with negative, like dark energy.
But it's like
at the very least, the save the life thing is like a positive thing.
It's like the filming yourself giving money to someone who needs money.
Yes, which I do not give out money unless there's a camera.
Unless there's a camera, because that's just how it should be. How is anybody going to know you're a good person?
Camera on, money on.
They're supposed to just assume you're a good person?
No.
There needs to be
proof. They never see it. My dad goes to church every week, and no one sees it. So what's the point?
Right. Someone's got to say that he goes to church.
Dude, that's why in Catholic church you do peace be with you and you shake everyone's hand so they know that you're there. That's why you pray to God so he knows that you're there. God would not know that you're in church if you don't pray.
That's right. How's God supposed to know? He can't see you unless you're in church.
God has Foursquare.
God can't see you unless you're in church.
God has Foursquare on his phone.
He wants to see you log in on Foursquare.
Who's the mayor of church?
Is there a number?
Let's call God. It has to go all the way to heaven.
Number. It goes to heaven.
Long distance call.
God?
Yes, it's
God. Whoa! This is an exclusive.
Who's that? Who's clapping?
There's an audience here, and they love you.
Whoa, are you at church?
You know that people... We're not at church, actually.
I'm just
saying
we're at church. I'm just kidding.
We're at church. We're at church. We're at church.
I didn't see you check in.
Kevin, check in on the Dynamic Banter Foursquare account.
Okay, there you are.
Log into the Dynamic Banter Foursquare account.
Hold on. I need to fix something on my Foursquare real quick.
What is it?
Thank you for coming, teacher. I hope you enjoy your stay. Send. Okay, what's going on?
God, well, what is going on? We wanted to ask God a question.
You called me and you forgot what the question was.
I forgot why we called God.
I gotta go.
Damn it, we missed our opportunity with God.
Call the mayor.
What do we call God for?
Hello?
What do we want to ask God? Mayor.
Mayor.
Hi.
The mayor.
Mayor, what's up, man? How are you? Happy New Year.
Who's this?
This is Steve from
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Mayor, this is Steve from Dynamic Banter. Happy New Year, buddy. Happy 2024.
I've been on a bender.
How many 2023s have you written down on important paperwork?
My wife says I'm not allowed to see 2023s anymore. I had to give up seeing a bunch of 23s when I got married. Give me 1 second.
Mayor's
not okay.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Did you have a question?
Well, yeah, we wanted to talk. We called God.
What?
We called God.
Are you on LSD right now?
No, I'm not on LSD. I'm sober.
Why well, did you call God?
I am.
Kevin's sober, and we called God. Kevin's sober, and we called God.
You guys went out to the desert and called Kevin 1 second.
That's the episode title. Kevin's sober and we call God.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so funny to call God.
Dude, we keep getting into these conversations about guests to have on the show, and we should have just been calling God this
time. We should have been calling God the whole
time. ChatGPT and God.
All right, should we do some ads?
Of course.
Of course, don't be
special guest, ChatGPT and God.
Ridiculous.
It blows my mind how quickly we forget what we're talking about.
Well, there's no structure to the show.
So we jump around a lot.
And then, like, something we'll say in mid-conversation will remind us of something else. Right. This is like listening to somebody have adult-onset ADHD.
Also, let's not forget, it's a...
It is a dark show. Dude, we should both do Ritalin one episode and just talk about one thing.
Does Ritalin affect you in that way?
Doesn't it make you focus?
I thought it was over time.
No, it's fast. Well,
it's like you take it and that whole day you have Ritalin effects?
Yeah.
Yeah? Glass all day? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know what works faster, Ritalin or Adderall.
I've heard, that's what I mean. Is it like what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know how aspirin will like, it's fast acting, I guess?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is you that how Ritalin works? Is Ritalin fast acting? Let's ask ChatGPT.
Ellie has it.
Is Ritalin fast acting? Is it intravenous? Like, it's in an EpiPen. You stab yourself in the leg, and then you focus on... You could watch a whole show.
How do you spell Ritalin?
Great question.
R-I-D-I-L-I-N?
Ritalin was the guy in Batman who tells jokes.
The Joker played the Ritalin. Okay, so it's R-I-T-A-L-I-N.
That's not how I would have spelled it, which just shows you. If you've ever gotten a text from me, you know that's not how I would have spelled it.
Ritalin works sooner than Adderall. He reaches a peak performance faster, too.
How much? What's the time?
Doesn't give me that information.
Why doesn't it ever give you, like...
It just gives you the top notch.
It says immediate release forms of Ritalin typically start working within 30 to 60 minutes after ingestion.
I say that's what happens with, like, any pill.
Yeah.
It takes about 30 to 45 minutes.
Oh, so is it extended release or is it immediate release? Yeah. Like when you're in the bedroom.
I have an extended release in the bedroom.
Last week it was kind of an extended release with a bit of a limited release because I'm not drinking enough water.
You ever come for 20 minutes?
There was an immediate release after not having done it for a little bit. No, not November. You celebrate, Mike?
No, that's not really something to celebrate.
I was reading a book called The Game, and it told me to do No Nut November.
It told me to not nut and then be mean to girls.
Don't look at women in the eyes that aren't attractive.
Unless you're doing magic.
Get that music getting in there.
Thanks, Kevin.
We also have a late Christmas gift from Beth
like,
Bush. Well, we'll do ads, and then we'll open it, and we'll do...
There's also a birthday gift in the mail.
Huh? For me?
I gotta be honest with you guys, I'm feeling hungry.
Oh.
I was born hungry, and I will die hungry.
Huh?
It's kind of a dark show.
Dark show.
But I'll tell you, when I think about Hungies, I think about HelloFresh. Now, yeah. What is HelloFresh? Well, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, reportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Ay, ay, ay. This time of year, everyone's looking to revamp their eating habits. Look to HelloFresh's wholesome, health-forward options like over 30 calorie smart and protein smart recipes each week. And hey, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and HelloFresh agrees. In fact, they're giving all subscribers free breakfast for life.
Get real.
Get out of town. That's right. Free breakfast for life for subscribers. That means you're going to enjoy a totally free breakfast item with every single HelloFresh delivery. Now that's way worth waking up early for, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
So here's the deal, guys. We love HelloFresh. I've used HelloFresh. Mike's used HelloFresh. Made delicious, excellent meals for the family, for yourself, for others. Very easy to make. They give you everything you need. You feel like a world-class chef making this stuff. So, you want to feel like Mike and I felt before using HelloFresh? Then go to HelloFresh.com/banterfree and use that code BANTERFREE, all one word, for free breakfast for life.
God, it's crazy. I'm losing my mind. I can't even think about it.
One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BANTERFREE with code BANTERFREE. HelloFresh! America's number one meal kit.
Dark Show.
What was that?
Technology.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Rocket money, we're gonna rock it to the moon, everybody. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list them all to me?
No.
And tell me how much you're paying for each?
No.
If you would ask me this question before we started using Rocket Money, we would have said yes as well. But let me tell you.
Yes or no?
We would have been wrong.
Interesting. Interesting copy, I think. They're assuming that you would say yes.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have,
yeah,
would you be able to list them all and how much you're paying?
No.
If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes.
Oh. Okay. kind of a weird flex.
But guess what?
What?
I would have been wrong, Mike. I would have been wrong because I would not be able to know that. Okay, and honestly, after Rocket Money, you're gonna rocket to the moon to find out how many you actually have and all the money you're wasting. And do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account and you have no idea where it's all going?
I know what I want to say, but I don't know what the right answer is.
Well, guess what? It's all those subscriptions. Think about it. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, parenting apps, maybe even photo apps, social media plus
verification,
potato chips plus
parenting blog.
It's endless. I'm guilty of this. But if you use Rocket Money, you can find out what subscriptions you're actually spending real money on. And guess what? It can be eye-opening, and Rocket Money helps you cancel them.
Yeah. Dude, I have this new resolution in 2024 that I only use apps that are eye-opening.
Guys, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
Hey, babe.
And Rocket Money has over 5 million users. And has helped save its members an average of $720 a year. With over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So guys, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter.
Dude, what's the average amount of money? 700 something?
Yeah, it says members save an average of $720 a year.
Dude, in a lot of places, depending, that's like one rent.
That's a lot of fucking money, yeah.
So this is a cool thing, especially because of my honest answer. Yeah. At the beginning. I think that's the situation that most of us are in. And wouldn't it be great to figure out exactly where your money's going, especially so nice. If stuff is tight? Yeah,
so nice.
So thank you, Rocket Money.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Check that out to help your boys out at the DB Labs.
Yeah, man. And if you like any of this stuff, at least go check it out and let them know we sent you, dude. We're tired of not making a fuss. If you like the ads, let us know, and then we're going to make a document and send it to the ads.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that don't like us.
Yeah.
And then we make a decision on whether or not we want to work together in the future. No?
No, I think that's a fucking fantastic idea, Mike.
He was taking it in.
I was taking it in.
Oh, you were figuring out what you thought about it.
I also wanted to take this moment to promote our Patreon.
Yes!
Guys, patreon.com/dynamicbanter is the place to go to support your boys and get really cool content.
Yeah, we try really hard to make different stuff on there.
Yeah.
And Kevin's doing a great job.
Yeah.
And we're always thinking about ways to make that place cool and way different. And really excited about everything that we're going to do this year.
Yeah, 2024 is very exciting. First episode of the new year, Mike.
It is like a big sandbox Patreon.
I know, and it's exciting. It's exciting to think about shit that we could and will make.
Yeah.
We have some fun shit on the horizon, for sure. I can promise you that.
And that's a promise.
And, yeah, you can check out shit like Before the Banter.
And
After the Banter, our new show. After the show.
Yeah. Talking Before the Banter with Owen and Brett. Talking Before the Banter.
Also, new episodes of Cloverfield.
That's right. Squinny.
So we got a Christmas gift, I believe, from Beth Bush. Wrapped. Well, they're wrapped.
Silent night, holy night.
Just an angel from heaven.
Wow, there's okay. Well,
it's all right. Don't worry.
That's a lot of that.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks, Beth. You ruined our house.
That's it.
Oh, there's one for Zoya too.
That's it.
I see that. Okay, let's see.
Okay, there's a card here. I think maybe open the presents before the card. Okay. All right.
Beth? This one is Mike.
What do you think that means?
That means that one's for me. Young virgins.
This one is Kevin. Oh, I have one. In my house.
Wow, Beth. Our boy Beth over at I don't know where Beth lives.
Presents.com. She lives in Texas.
Kentucky.
She lives in
She lives in Trezor.
Allegedly.
She lives in Trezor.
Beth is in the KKK. This is, one is from Steve.
Beth is a sweetheart. Mrs. And I'll Sora. Tell you, Beth is a very funny gal. And bless her sweet, sleepy heart. She falls asleep in our VR night every time. And there has to be a Beth check at some point. Beth, are you sleeping?
Hi, we got eyes on Beth.
It's funny because literally it'll be like really quiet and then you hear like... And then Jesse will be like, hey, Beth, are you sleeping? And without a moment to beat, she goes... No.
Dude, seeing somebody drift off to sleep from an outside perspective is so funny.
Yeah.
Even from inside VR, it's funny. Because they're what do you call it? Avatar?
Yeah.
Is still like
doing this kind of thing.
Wide awake and whatever, but the body is like.
Yeah, it's like, and the hand will just like
yeah, float. Because you dropped one of the things out of like the sensory area.
Dude, but I do love when people are like not, or when people are definitely falling asleep, and you look over at them, and you go like, "Are you sleeping?" And they go, "No."
And they're driving.
No, I'm not. And they're driving. All right, okay. Let's do one at a time. Mike, you open yours first.
Okay. I'll tell you this: from being a child, it feels like clothes.
We're following Christmas.
You know how you could feel clothes.
Ooh, I hate clothes.
Okay, Beth got me some kind of wrapped up.
This is wrapped up, double wrap.
This is wrapped up. Really wrapped
this is like you spend time on that. Just
Kevin, you're the producer. Shredded. What should we do? What should I do with this?
You're gonna want to take your hands.
Yeah.
Unwrap
it. I don't think I'd
unwrap this as well.
Unwrap both of them.
Like Beth is a sweetheart for sure, but double wrap.
I've never gotten a wrapped present that's been wrapped before.
It's wrapped underneath the wrapping.
Rip it.
With a different texture of rip paper.
Dude, kind of like, kind of annoyed and nervous about it. Now what?
There's a different rip paper there. There's a different texture of paper to rip.
It's a beanie.
Oh,
this is a great beanie, and it has a.
Now
I
gotta unwrap that.
Whoa, unwrap.
There was three things to rip open to get to that.
Dude, this is very soft. It's like a burnt orange
beanie.
Really
nice.
With a little fucking butterfly.
Love the butterfly.
And let's read this.
I want a beanie.
This says this company was established in 2015.
And was made by the KKK.
This was made by the KKK group known as the Girl Scouts of America.
Nice work, man.
Says
Girl
Scout.
That's a wonderful gift.
I've never worn something made by the Girl Scouts before. I've ingested things made by the Girl Scouts.
How mine is triple wrapped.
Always Cold wrapped. Club. Made in China. Oh, man. So the Girl
this
Scouts.
Is fancy.
Or just putting their name on.
Why are the Girl Scouts involved here?
It's Girl Scouts always find a way to be involved.
What are they involved in there? What do they do on that beanie? They help make it? Whoa. That's weird to hear an old man say mommy, isn't
make
it?
My mommy's life a song.
Your mommy's dead, sir, for sure.
My mommy's been dead a long time.
Wrapped it.
Beth, it's very cute and sweet.
And small.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Fuck yeah.
Now we all have beanies on. So Steve also got a beanie.
I'm going to wear this on my walk home. Dude, this is insane. It's a fucking cone head. Dude, I have to tell you this.
Okay.
If I didn't already tell you this. No. Beth... So we had a VR movie night and we watched Coneheads.
Yeah.
And while we were watching it, Beth was like, I think I've seen this before.
Mm.
But this isn't it. This is something else. There's another movie that this really reminds me of. And I'm like, another Coneheads movie? I was like, you remember people with Coneheads? She's like, yeah, maybe it's like a sequel or something. She's like, I remember the sequel.
This movie reminds me of Coneheads too.
I'm like, there isn't a sequel to this. And she's like, no, I remember. It's like this, but... And she was like, it's from, like, the 90s. And I'm like, that's when this came out. And I go to IMDb and I pull it up on the screen and it shows the poster for Coneheads.
Yeah.
And Beth goes, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. I was like, girl, that's the movie we're watching.
Yeah.
We're watching this movie.
Yeah.
She was like,
convinced it wasn't that.
Can I tell you, was this confused. Like halfway through the movie?
Yes.
So 90s memories for me, for TV, for movies that were on TV are weird because there were so many movies that I never saw until 75% of the way through.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right. Because you would catch the middle of it or right. whatever.
Like Beetlejuice. I didn't know what the first couple minutes of Beetlejuice was. PCU. I didn't know what the first couple minutes of that was. So it does seem like you're watching something familiar that you don't recognize until like 45 minutes
right. through the movie. But it's so crazy. It was just like, there isn't another Coneheads movie. Right. There just wasn't.
I think I get that.
But I got like a vibe. I was like, could there have been? Maybe I didn't know.
It does seem like there could have easily been right? like 8 Coneheads movies
right, right.
that are right. Bad.
Kevin's opening his gift from Philly, from Beth. Sorry.
I hope that fits. Philly. What size is that?
Oh! One cone fits all.
Bucket.
Climbing.
What is it?
Kevin, it's show climbing. The cameras.
It's what?
It's climbing thing.
Oh, it's climbing. It's Boundren.
He got a Boundren bucket wear hat.
This while I'm Boundren.
Let's all wear our hats while we're Boundren.
Okay. Let's all wear our hats right now on the show.
Thank you, Beth.
Let's all switch hobbies for a week. Dude, this is great. Steve, you look like an index finger.
Maintain low tones with me. Maintain low tones.
Ford Lincoln Mercury Sable.
Lincoln Mercury Sable.
Some chewing gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, doing a whole episode with that, but don't
mention it.
Fuck, that's so funny, man. Are you even in the camera? Yeah,
I mean, does it match my skin color really well?
Yeah, dude, so racist to have a white cone head thing only. There were black cone heads.
There were.
When they went to Remulac.
Yeah. Remulac to Narfle the Garthak.
Narfle the Garthak.
Belda, what have you brought me? That movie's great, man.
A four-way tire iron.
I can't really wear a headphone.
And chewing gum.
I have four hats on.
Four hat. Old four hat. This is adorable, but hang on, we'll get to that.
Steve just learned a lot this episode, and that's why he looks like this.
I got big brain. It says Mary Hatness.
Yeah.
She's like, everything sent to you is infected with lice.
Merry Christmas. I got the whole crew hats. Is it late? Yes. Is it kind of stupid? For sure. Love you, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Beth, for warming our heads and our hearts this Christmas season.
It says, P.S. I also sent Leanne and Jaunch hats.
Nice.
Who's Jaunch?
Jaunch is the guy who runs our Twitter.
Oh, Jaunch! And Leah, is Leah's full name Leanne?
Leanne, yes.
Whoa, I want to call her Leanne.
She'll kill you.
She will. By this point, she will kill us. And a tip of my head to you.
And guess what? There was some cute stickers in there.
Oh. Whoa, what the fuck?
A Rizzo that says, I'm here for the food.
Rizzo is my favorite pop star.
And then this one. And this one I think I'd much rather have, if that's
yeah,
okay.
Hell yeah, I'll take Rizzo, dog.
It's the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
You got
starring
Andy
Dr.
Hall.
Mouth.
Dr. Mouth is there. You got Fluff. Critchard.
Dr. Mouth, Fluff.
Red Critchard. And Jaundice.
John favorite. Von Jaundice.
John Don Vonjus.
Cat Von Jaundice.
Cat Von John Denver.
I love it. Dude, there was another activity that I wanted to do this episode, but we are running out of time. But I do remind me to tell you about it when the show ends.
Okay.
Because I think it's very funny, but it might not be one of those for everyone.
Mike, do you want to say any upcoming shows?
Yes, and then
I
do.
Jump into like maybe a history road. Or
Thank
two?
You, Steve. Tonight, Friday the 5th, I'll be hosting the main room of the Hollywood Improv at 7 o'clock, and also in the Hollywood Improv Lab at 9:45, doing this awesome show called The Joke Off, which is run by my friends Torio and Zach, where they bring four comedians and they give each of them a topic and you have to like write jokes about it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's good.
And then the winner, I think, goes to their next show. There's like a winner and I'm very excited for it. So that's tonight, the 5th. On the 6th, tomorrow night, Saturday night, I'm at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica at 8 and the Comedy Store Belly Room at 10:30. On the 7th, which is Sunday, I have an early show at the Lyric Hyperion.
Oh, hell
at
yeah.
5. And a bunch more local stuff in between that and the beginning of February. But the beginning of February, February 2nd, tickets just went on sale for the next two Surrounded shows at the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah, brother.
So if you want to come to those, hit me up. And you could stay up to date on all shows near you if you text 818-722-8682.
That's tight, dude. You've been to that Lyric Hyperion a few times?
Yeah.
It's in Frogtown, right? Or it's like close to Frogtown?
I want to say it's like the Silver Lake area. How far is Frogtown from Silver Lake? Frogtown is like East LA, right?
How far is Frogtown?
Has anyone ever made brownies in Frogtown? Ask.
And why does it look like poop?
Dude, I'm sad that we're all done with the game.
I know. We need a new one or something.
Yeah. Somebody make up a new game, a new end activity.
Frogtown, also known as Elysian Valley and Silver Lake, are neighborhoods in Los Angeles. The distance between Frogtown and Silver Lake is relatively short. They are adjacent neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Say it's like a 2 or 3 minute walk between them.
Dude, Andrew Santino, whenever I was on the show with him in like Irvine or Brea.
Yeah.
Especially Irvine, Long Beach area. He would talk about how Sublime was not that good of a band.
That's really funny.
And it's such a fun, that's the funniest area to do that in. And, and he talked about that song Garden Grove.
Like we took
it. We took a trip to Garden Grove. Smelled like Lou Dog inside the van. You never heard that one? So that was like a big Sublime song. And like from the East Coast, we're like, whoa, what a cool song about like this glorious trip they took.
Yeah.
But like Garden Grove from Long Beach is like 15 minutes.
That's funny.
Yeah, got a kick out of that always.
Good guy. Good funny boy.
Good funny boy, that one. Santino. One of the funniest boys there are.
All right, so shall we?
Fort Freak is when you fuck someone in one of the structures you build in Fortnite.
Fort Freak.
Where are my Fort Freaks at? That's like Twitch channel audiences, Fort Freaks.
Can we do a call to action that History Road should be more stories?
Whoa, are we losing the History Road format a little bit?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Let's listen to episode one and talk about what it should be.
See what the first History Road was.
Because I think Kevin is right.
We need to go back to basics on History Road.
Just a little. I get, like, if you see something really funny, but, like, there's so many clips that are sent and so many, like, sound bites that are sent. It's less of a story thing.
Dude, also, sometimes I'll get angry messages on Instagram that people don't watch the videos that we send them.
What?
And that needs to be quelled a little bit, I think. Like sometimes, like you, I'm guessing you don't run through your like requested messages a lot, and people will send me clips that are like, you have to show this to Steve.
On like Instagram or something?
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. You don't have to send that message is all I'm saying. If Steve hasn't seen it, it wasn't in the cards for Steve to see it, or Steve has seen it. Just don't send it to me. Send it to Kevin.
Yeah.
Or John.
Okay. All right. Well, we could just kind of just stumble through then. Yeah. But I do like that call to action. Let's get History Road. Let's make History Road
again.
Great again.
What is
we'll
the? What's
hats.
The?
We'll make red
is
hats.
That it should be a stat?
Dude, we should absolutely do that.
Make history road great again. Dude, we should definitely.
That's
do
insane.
That.
That's insane. What a conversation starter.
That's so. I would wear that hat everywhere.
Yeah. Someone would be like,
and I'd walk
what
fast.
Are you? What is that?
I'd
what
walk
does that
fast
mean?
Through certain neighborhoods with that hat.
Like,
on.
Yeah, here comes a MAGA guy. Wait a minute. What are we saying?
Wait, I don't know what that means at all.
What is that?
I just know that it's probably racist.
It's a conversation starter. I like that.
M-H-R-G-A.
We should do a rally. We've never done a rally. We've done shows, but we haven't done rallies.
Let's consider that.
Let's do a rally January 6th.
Somewhere in January,
take it
for
back.
Sure. Today's January 4th, so we're close.
Shit. Let's get planning.
This fucking...
How does mine look?
When you take a step away,
you look like Jess Rain a little bit.
Good. Welcome back to the
I
internet.
I know. I'm
Jess.
So excited. That guy's great.
Dude, so good. I'm excited to see what he does.
Me too.
Because he's always been very cool to me, mm-hmm. and very, very funny, dude.
And a
super
nice
funny
guy.
Dude.
Nice is. Really, really nice guy.
Dude was always super interested in stand-up and then very complimentary about doing stand-up. I saw him recently and he said something to the effect of like, he was like introducing me to his friends. He's like, Mike's an internet person, but he's not a piece of shit.
Dude, there's so few of those.
Well,
sure.
he's been, it's very interesting to see that whole class of like, that whole era of YouTube people.
Yeah.
Very drastically different personalities, and people took a lot of different roads with their life.
Yeah.
And I respect the people who are like from that era who are totally out.
Yeah.
Like a Michael Buckley.
Michael Buckley, I was just going to mention it.
And I respect the people who like pivoted to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect the people like he took a long break and now he's doing stuff again.
Yeah.
It's all very interesting, that first crop of like professional internet people.
I do love that guy.
Most of our buttons are about what kind of show it is.
It is.
Let me do my show.
Yeah.
Freak show. Dark show.
Freak show.
Fupa.
Today was a little bit of a freak show and a dark show.
Yeah.
Frankie Zappardino says days and the week and you. Hi, Mike and Steve. Hello from DBBBs and GBs.
Chat GBBB. Let's ask chat DBDBBB boy.
We should set up a chat DBBB.
And it doesn't really know anything.
No.
It just says everybody's in the KKK.
Yeah.
Hey, who is Bill Nye?
He's in the KKK. That's good information. That's good information.
Let's tell everybody.
On the last episode, 1 trillion Tic Tacs. You freaks mentioned wanting to know origins of the days of the week. You quickly abandoned this topic for a bit and looked up the origins of months' names.
Dude, was it even a real episode title by this point?
But I did some digging for those curious about the original question you posed. Most people know Thursday was named after Thor. Thor's Day.
Oh, it's Thor's Day. He has a holiday every week.
He does. But the rest of the
week. Because
people
didn't live much beyond a week back.
Only a week. Yeah. He had a week to do all that stuff. That was really cool.
When your life expectancy is 24, a week is like a year.
That's true. It's like a dog almost. But the rest of the weekdays are worse butcherings of Norse god names translated to Old English. Sunday and Monday are
Mondusa.
Mondorinching. Sundansting.
The birds make it better.
Sunday and Monday are Sun and Moon's Day, respectively.
Uh-huh, that makes sense.
Tuesday is Tears Day, the Nordic god of war.
Nordic god of crying.
Tears Day. So all of these are like god, Greek god, Nordic?
So much stuff is based on, like, so much of our language and time is based on, like,
stuff.
Well, so much came from, like, Greek stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, how many word origins in English have, like, Greek? It's all whoever rules the world at any given time. Mm-hmm. That's why there's going to be, like, Bet's Day.
Wednesday is Odin's Day, the literal all-father, Odin. What the hell? What was the W for then?
What?
Somebody with a speech impediment tried to say Odin's Day.
Thursday is Thor's Day, named after the comics. And Friday is Frigg's Day, the goddess of fertility. Oh, yeah!
Fuck's Day. No Frigg's given.
Friggs!
I'm coming day and night. I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific. It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming.
What happened?
We learned about Friday.
Just the day Goddess of Fertility's Day.
And you have to sing that song to yourself every Friday.
Saturday wasn't originally named after a god in Old Nordic, but was called Saturn's Day when being translated. The big takeaway, I think, everyone in the past needed to get their fucking ears and brains checked because none of this shit follows any kind of logic. Steve's rhetorical question, how would you feel if we called today Thursday, was low-key spot on. I have no clue why Odin was called Woden, but I also don't know why Orpa changed her name to Oprah.
Yeah.
Sorry to bore you, peace and love. Peace and love, Zach. Frankie Zapparangel.
There's something about, like, are you really allowed to pass judgment about a decision that wasn't made during your time?
Right.
Like, that naming the days thing was probably such a fucking huge deal.
Yeah.
And it was so important that the titles be what they are. And it was done, like, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So it's like, by this point, of course it sounds ridiculous, but the purpose of it back then was to measure time.
Right. And they just needed something there.
And they, like, all they talked about were like gods.
It's interesting. You'd think they'd put like a hell of a lot of thought into it.
But maybe they did.
They probably did is what I'm saying, but we don't understand
what they got from it. It was like weird shit, like a W for Odin and stuff.
But I think it works.
It does work. That's why it's been around.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Days of the week are awesome.
Dude, I want to fast forward to a time where we're all having the same conversation.
And also it says, P.S., you guys have kept me awake on so many long drives, and your humor has kept me afloat during some pretty dark times. I'm sure countless people share this sentiment. Oh, wait, that was the wrong one.
Dark show.
I'm sure countless people share this sentiment, and as we come up on the end of the year, I hope you know how appreciated you both are and how much this podcast symbolizes the unabashed desire for absolute absurdity.
Is reading that the same as retweeting?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
It doesn't feel like it is.
But only not because it's like we've asked for History Roads, which are stories from people's lives that they want to share with us. Or maybe something like this that's interesting based on a conversation we had on the show. But, you know, it can't be helped that there's an addition to the letter that says, hey, by the way, you know, it's not like I'm going to not read that part because that's the whole letter. That's the History Road. But we're not going to chop it out and put it on the internet and be like, look at us.
This is one of those things where it's like, where I'm not, my idea isn't fully formed.
I know.
I'm just saying it out loud.
It's complex.
Because we were talking about how up your own ass it is to say your crowd work clip saved my life. To retweet that. It could exist and you could post that. But to retweet it is that up your own ass.
Right.
And then to like screen an email like this. And read the whole thing but leave out that part. Is that genuine or up your own ass?
I think that what just happened was not up your own ass. I think retweet.
Because it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, like if we made a clip out of this and just clip the part where
just that
we're
part.
Good.
Yeah.
And put that on the internet, then that would be like.
You should do problem. 4 months of clips that are just like people saying that they like this show.
Yeah. But we could say that, like, we just want to share that people do like the show.
I liked it. I thought it was a very genuine thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't something that was, like, none of us knew.
Yeah, yeah. But I do like that they said that they're appreciating the absurdity of the show, which is something that is nice to hear feedback on.
But we should cut it out of the final episode. Yeah.
But it does, and it says this show is only possible because of you delivering on that promise each week, that it's just absolute absurdity. So to you... And to all the other two horn honk boys and girls, theys and Mortimer.
That covers everybody.
Thank you. If this ever makes it on the show, tell Kevin to stop lighting the audience.
That sucks that we're going to have to cut this whole thing.
Stop it!
Because that was a great history.
It was a dark show.
Stop lighting the audience. This is a dark show.
All right, guys. Oh yeah, where are those?
They're right in the beginning of it.
So last week you might remember that we were sent a brand new theme song for the show. It was for the whole show, right? Not just for
for the show, yeah.
And this week we got a shortened version and an instrumental version.
I love it.
From Jacob Alexander, who made that file, that the new theme song to the show.
Did I make a Feist joke last week?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He says, thanks for playing this song on the show. It made my day knowing you guys would even consider using it as the theme. I've also convinced you I'm not a serial killer, so everything is going to plan.
Uh-oh.
Now we're not so sure.
George Costanza?
That's right. Here's a short version without the verse, and another short one with just the instrumentals if you want to chop it up or use the fade out. I just want to celebrate what you guys do, so if you ever want more music, just hit me up. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, so let's hear the theme, the short one then, right? At least? Or you want to hear both of them?
Sure.
Play them both at the same time.
Okay, great.
Yo, we have to spend some money and choreograph a huge one take dance number, like Broadway dance number,
right?
And play it at the beginning of every video episode.
Yeah, it's real good. I get like
sparkler.
You can get someone dressed like the devil in a white suit.
Yeah.
Like a big goat, crazy goat horns and like a goat face.
Covered in blood.
Get people making reason. He's covered in blood. The white suit is covered in blood.
A beautiful woman dressed up like a jar of farts.
But the blood is like purposeful, like sequin, like blood print, you know?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening and watching and enjoying the show. This thing I'm wearing is storing all of the heat in my head, and it's stuffing, and I'm gonna pass out. So thank you, Beth, for the cool gifts. Thank you guys for listening to the show. When I take this off, a gallon of water is just going to pour out.
Steve is dressed up like a baby bottle with a little hat on.
Please help me. Please drink out of my nipple.
Drink out of me.
Ooh, that feels nice, actually.
Much better.
Holy shit, he's not wrong.
Dude, that'd be so funny. Like, legit waterboard. Well, it's fucking, you know, that's a trap.
Boy.
It's not breathable. It's fucking rubber, dog.
Let's get
out of here,
that.
Kevin. Thank you guys for watching the show. Guys, go see Mike.
Yeah, please.
On all of his shows. Mike
shows have been so much fun. Been writing a lot. Please come to Surrounded. Dude, if you have a headset, watch. Oh, that made my stomach do a little tumble turn. If you have a Oculus headset, go on Horizon Worlds and watch Surrounded, Star Studded. The one with Marlon Wayans just came out.
That's really cool, man.
Yes.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And guys, please check out the Patreon, Dynamic Banter Patreon. Thank you, Kevin, Leah, Josh, Joel? Jones?
Joel.
And everybody else, Byron.
Yeah.
The whole team. Got some cool stuff planned for 2024?
Yeah, man.
Let's do this.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff.
Billy Rubin.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.